I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission for September 20th, 2016. I'd like us all to stand and do the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to ask if there's any adjustments to the regular session agenda. Any business from the audience? Tonight we have a legislative public hearing. Any, start with jumping on with Jim right now? Okay. It's about the amendment to the Springfield Development Code Standards, Section 5.15, Minimum Development Standards, specifically Sections 5.15-100, Purpose, and 5.15-110, Applicability, expanding the size and the type of the development projects eligible for ministerial processing in the City of Springfield, TYP 416-00002. And tonight we have presenting Jim Donovan, and do we have anything from the attorneys that, no, okay, counsel. All right, Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioners, tonight for your consideration under the Type 4 legislative process with ultimately a recommendation of the City Council is the staff report, any public testimony, and your discussion and questions to staff and making a decision on your recommendation tonight. Staff has prepared a staff report and addressed the criteria of approval for amendments of the Springfield Development Code as described by the chair. Staff is recommending your approval. With regard to the criteria of approval, there are three, and they are at 5.6-115, and they are generally that we shall find compliance with the Metro Plan, applicable state statutes, and applicable statewide planning goals and administrative rules. In preparing our findings, we reviewed five of the land use goals in the five policies addressing land use goals under the adopted Metro Plan, and found compliance with those applicable five goals. They are in your staff report. Staff can answer any questions you might have. Suffice to say that this is a minor amendment of the Springfield Development Code. The Development Code was adopted by our City Council and acknowledged by DLCD as compliant with the state statutes. More on those at your discretion. Conformance with applicable state statutes, we found none other than the land use statutes. And compliance and conformance with the planning goals is where, in addition to the policies of the Metro Plan, we identified five goals that could arguably apply and found consistency with those, and those are enumerated in our staff report. We have reviewed specifically the code language, but for the record, I'd like to point out that at 515-110 applicability, there are minor revisions to the number and type of zones that this will now apply, and that is generally all of the commercial zones, all of the general industrial zones, medium and high density residential, and the PLO district. And under the qualifying criteria, in addition to that zoning, there's a modification to the distance from an LDR zone, and there are the changes in the size, those being from 5 to 10,000 square feet in the minor scenario, and from 25 to 50,000 square feet in the major scenario. And those are captured as well at purpose under 515-105. That is, generally speaking, the nature of the proposed revisions. The criteria of approval have been addressed for your consideration, and staff is recommending approval on your order and recommendation of the city council, a draft of which is provided and could be utilized should you find in favor.
Thank you.
For that, staff will stand.
All right. Do we have any testimony in support of the proposal? Hearing none. Do we have any testimony opposed to the proposal? Hearing none. Do we have any testimony in either support nor opposed to the proposal? None. Do we have any questions from the commission? Commissioner James.
Jim, I know that you notified the LCD 35 days prior to our evidentiary hearing. I know that you went through the process previously when we had the ministerial process initially approved. It also went through the LCD process. Do you see that there being, just because of the increase in square footage and the zoning changes, do you see any pushback possibility from the LCD on those revisions?
Well, I can't unequivocally say. What typically happens is upon the notice and a draft of the revisions and whatever information we attach to that notice, we typically would get within 3 to 5 days, maybe a week, we would get a phone call from DLCD, and they would want to talk to staff, and they would want some more information if they were curious. So that has not happened, and I think this is minor compared to the last round of revisions that we sent up. So I have to assume at this juncture that it is the case that if anyone were to understand ministerial standards and minor revisions there too, I would hope it would be DLCD staff.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Staff have a summary or?
Staff, again, would just like to point out that this is initiated by us on behalf of the Development Advisory Committee as directed by the City Council, and also reviewed during the formation of the DAC. All of that came before you for the CCI review and the public involvement. So we're confident that despite attendance tonight, we are on the right path with this, and we'll be bringing more information on the DAC, and I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more from the community, and I look forward to hearing more from the DAC in the future here and at City Council. So staff will carry your recommendation.
Thank you. All right. At this point, I will close the public hearing. And
you need a motion to close.
Oh, sorry. Do I have a motion?
I would move we close the public hearing at this time.
Thank you, Commissioner James. Do we have a second? Second by Commissioner Dunn to close the public hearing. Now we have an opportunity for discussion of the proposal.
All in favor?
Oh, sorry. All in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, unanimous. Thank you.
And we need a motion to close the public record. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Not public record on this in this particular case because it's legislated. Is that true?
This all becomes part of the legislative record. I don't believe it's necessary to close the written record, but it probably wouldn't hurt to just do it.
Okay.
And then so. I can come back next quasi-legislative. I can come back and let you know if that's necessary or not.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Any correspondence we receive, whether it's snail mail or email or anything else, that's related to this will be given to the city council at their hearing. So
the record remains.
So really,
so
the record remains.
Yeah, it's almost irrelevant, but not quite. I mean, just for tidiness sake.
I move that we close the public record.
Second?
Second.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Wallace to close the public written record, and a second by Commissioner Mo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, unanimous. We'll close the written record. And now we have the opportunity for discussion of the proposal.
I'd like to say that in our work session, we were assured by Jim Donovan that the chances of negative impacts on single-family residents, residential properties, is the chance of that is minimum as a result of these changes, and that because major protections are still built into the process, and also that this and other recommendations by the Development Advisory Committee shall be reviewed in the future, including impacts and use. So.
Thank you. All right. I guess at this point, if there's a motion, Commissioner James?
I would move to forward a recommendation of approval for TYP 416-00002, Director's proposal to amend Section 5.15-100 purpose and 5.15-110 applicability, Springfield Development Code, expanding the size and type of development project eligible for ministerial processing in the city of Springfield.
All right. We have a motion from Commissioner James and a second from Commissioner Landon to move forward the recommendation for the approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
With that, we have unanimous approval of the motion to move forward for the City Council to review. And at that point, now we have the opportunity for any reports of City Council action.
Council report. I attended last night's City Council, and let's see. There was applications to the Police Advisory Committee interviews, and two excellent candidates. One was appointed, the other was recommended to assist in emergency preparedness group. Then there was also discussion, pretty thorough, of a proposed Willamette River water intake south of the Wildish properties on McVeigh Highway. And good discussion on that by all council members. And that was the most important parts, but there were a couple other items. Be careful while driving. Don't text or drive distracted. There was a discussion of charging taxes for Airbnb rentals in the city, and then also a pretty good sized anti-Columbus Day testimonial group was there, and then also a discussion of mental and physical health care in the city jail. Also discussion of MWMC redoing Glenwood Pump Station, gas tax, and that was pretty much it.
Any other? All right. I don't know if we have any business from the Planning Commission. All right. At this point, I'll adjourn this regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission. Thank you all.